What is worse than having set up an entire dating profile? Great pictures. You write the whole bio about yourself. What you like, what you don't like, your preferences, what captivates you, what doesn't, what does not motivate you at all. What is not acceptable? That's me. So, I do a whole profile, I do all of that. Okay. These guys, they love my pictures and they go, oh my God, great, fantastic, you look good, oh my God, 51, awesome. You put the 20s and the 30s to shame. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get that. But when in the next breath, they'll say to me, so what do you like to do? What are you looking for in a man? What are some of the things that you like? And in my head, I'm just like, oh, you didn't even read my profile. So me being as direct as I possibly can, hey, have you had the opportunity to read my profile? And they will lie between their teeth, their gums, between their toes. No, of course I've read your profile, sweetie. X, Y, and Z. And then the whole sweetie thing, that's a whole nother turnoff, because sweetie can come off a little condescending. Here I am, 51, and majority of the gentlemen that are reaching out to me, unfortunately, are between the ages of 40 and 45. Okay, so you all may say, oh, there's just a few years more than them. But it can be quite a few when you compare the mentality of a woman in this day and age, and as it has been stated and statistically that a woman is 6 years mature than a man. So here I'm meeting a 41-year-old who is 41 mentally, and then I'm 51. Add 6 more to that. It's difficult. It's difficult meeting someone on the level or who can understand or appreciate the wisdom, the knowledge. And I say, I don't know it all, but I'll tell you what, I know a lot. I don't know it all, but I know a lot. Pick my brain, sure, that's fine. But it would be nice to meet someone who has the same caliber of character and whom I can pick their brain as well. It sure would be nice. But that has not been the case. Such has not been the case lately. So I had this one gentleman reach out to me, and he seemed like a pretty decent dude. I looked at his pictures, I glanced them over, and I was just like, okay, we can clean you up a little bit. But he had a little bit of style, a little bit of taste, you know, not nothing extra fancy, not that made me go, oh my God, he is fly, he is fine. His features are very... How can I say? They were there. You can't miss them. You know, lips, eyes, nose, all of that. He was very dark. You know, I like him dark. That's fine. It's okay. Dark, brown, light brown, whatever. Fair skin, I struggle. I do. I struggle with fair skin. I really struggle with that. But anyway, so I ask him what size he wears. And this guy says, hey... He was like, I wear 4X. I'm like, I'm sorry, I had to like go back and ask again. What do you mean 4X? A 4X? Like not a 1X, not an extra large, not a 2X, not even a 3X, but a 4X? How tall are you? He's like, oh, I'm 6'1". 6'1 with a 4X? That's huge. Huge. That's extra large. That's ridiculously. You are overweight. You know, and then I went back to the profile and looked at his pictures like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. This guy's got a belly. How big is that belly? If you're wearing a 4X and you like your clothes large, your belly must really be huge, because the 4X shows that there's a belly. But probably not as prominent as it would be if you wore a 2X. My God, at 6'1". So no, that's not my style. That's not my thing. And I had that conversation again with him today. And, you know, I remember him saying to me, you're going to be the one to help me. I don't want to meet anybody I got to help physically. Honestly, if you don't already have it in your head, in your mind, in your heart to want to change and make changes for yourself, not for someone else, because then it'll just be superficial if you're doing it for me. You're not doing it for you. And if at this age, I'm 51, and I'm meeting someone who's, say, for instance, 49, 50, 51, or older, and they say to me, you know, you are going to help me with my health because I can see that you take good care of yourself. I don't want to meet somebody that's a work in progress. I need you to already have your stuff worked on or working on presently without my help. I don't want to help nobody. I ain't here to help you. If that is the case, you ought to pay me. I want money for that. People are getting paid constantly for people helping them with their nutrition and their diets and their workout regimens. Come on, pay me for that. I don't want to date you and you need help. No, it's not going to work. Not for me.